First, a six-day run of the Broadway hit musical Miss Saigon opens tonight at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. The story, based on the Puccini opera Madame Butterfly, has been updated to be set during the Vietnam War. In the story, a Vietnamese teenager who is orphaned in the conflict is working as a bar girl and has a relationship with an American GI. He's sent back to the States. She gives birth to their child and tries for years to find him. He marries another woman back home, but eventually finds his way back to Vietnam with tragic results. The play has been the focus of controversy since its debut in 1989 because of depictions of Asians and Asian Americans. That controversy has continued in Madison, especially after the cancellation of a panel discussion about the musical. We'll be talking to scholars Tim Yu and Lori Quito Lopez in just a bit about their concerns. Earlier today, I talked to Sandra Gajic, who's the president and CEO of the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. I asked her if the Overture Center was aware of the protests and well-publicized concerns surrounding Miss Saigon since it was first staged.
There was some, there was definitely awareness that has been most recently, I think, the case. Producers have made deliberate efforts in changing the production since 1989, as you mentioned it.
When there's a controversy or an issue that people are concerned about in a play, I'm thinking of something like Merchant of Venice. Sometimes you'll see a production company address issues of anti-Semitism. Do you feel like for a production company or a venue, there's a need to put some of that in context?
Yes, and I believe that's why the producers have made these deliberate changes, listening to what the concerns and I believe genuine concerns were surrounding the original production.
What kind of changes? I've never seen any version of Miss Saigon. What kind of changes have been made over the years?
Yeah, to start with is the casting. I know that there were significant concerns and I personally believe justifiable that the cast was not really Asian for the Asian characters. So the leads we have now, Vietnamese American characters, the key role of an Asian character of an engineer was originally cast by a Caucasian person, white person. Then the Vietnamese was not used in any of the lyrics, and so when appropriate, that got changed. I believe these are just some of the changes that have been made, plus some of the set treatment, and so they did redesign some of it. But I know the key changes were really how the casting is addressed and the language.
Now, you had scheduled a panel at the Overture that was to be held last week titled Asian American Perspectives on Miss Saigon, Stereotypes,
Correct.
History, and Community. That was canceled fairly close to the event. Why was that?
Correct. It was, we are attempting to reschedule, not cancel. And so we are hoping that the conversation will still happen just at a later time. Why? I believe that it was a mistake. You know, we overreacted internally here at the Overture to some of our own concerns. And so I called and I apologized to the panelists and all the others that were involved, including Timothy Yu. So the intent was never to discredit their work and their expertise. We hope that we will reconvene at a later point in time. We have some dates in mind, and we hope that we can continue with the dialogue. It might become a broader dialogue than just Miss Saigon, and we are hoping for that.
Looking forward, after Miss Saigon, this current run is done, what are you hoping comes out of this in terms of your relationship to communities around Madison?
Our commitment to equity and innovative ways to apply equity to our programming is constant. Board, staff, we are committed to the programming through the lens of equity. We have a community advisory board, the 24 members from the very diverse community, and I talked to some of the also people involved in this panel we are trying to reschedule. We need some more representation from the Asian American community, so we hope that will be one of the outcomes. And community advisory board has really been an extremely valuable body here at the Overture, helping us really change the way how we see programming. We've done huge strides over the last few years. So that they helped us develop evaluation tool from the equity and diversity perspective. That's really it's a equity criteria that for us is a way how we can evaluate our programming.
Sandra, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Me too. Thank you very much and look forward to further conversations.
That's Sandra Gajic, President and CEO of the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. Now we turn to two members of that panel discussion that was canceled by the Overture Center. Lori Quito-Lopez is an Associate Professor of Communication Arts at UW-Madison. Lori, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Timothy Yu is a Professor of English and Asian American Studies at UW-Madison. Tim, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Let's start with, you wrote a piece, What's Wrong with Miss Saigon, when this was on its way to Madison. What is wrong, as you see it, with this musical?
Well, actually, I think I will defer to Lori in talking about that, because this is actually Lori's area of expertise.
Okay, Lori?
Yeah, so I study representation of Asian Americans, and I think you can hear a lot of the problems in just the description of the plot, where it's talking about this the Vietnamese prostitute who is trafficked into this relationship, and then turning that into a love story is something that makes a lot of Vietnamese refugees who have experienced trauma during the war very uncomfortable to see. And it upholds a lot of stereotypes that have been really problematic for Asian American women, that they are hypersexualized and just seen as these sexual objects. And the representations of Asian men are also very villainous and negative. So this is in addition to the casting controversies and some of the other problems that have been happening with the historical productions.
What would you like to see? Would you like to see maybe another selection to be made, a different play, a different musical? Or if this is being performed, what kind of context would you like to see?
Yeah, so I think the issue of context is really important, because if someone wants to see this play, I think it's really important for them to understand how Asians have been represented and misrepresented and left out of their own stories historically in the U.S., and to think about what that means as they're watching it. And then I also think that we should honor the stories that have been told by Asian American playwrights and other Asian American performing artists and showcase those kinds of stories. So I also think that different choices could be made about what to program and whose voices we should be highlighting.
And Tim, you had written that piece as a part of an effort to provide that context. Can you talk a little bit about the saga of the thing that you wrote, hoping that would be in the material that the audience would have?
Yes, that's right. So a group of us had initially met with Overture back in February to talk about exactly providing this kind of context for audiences. We really wanted to educate audiences about the way Asian Americans have reacted to Miss Saigon. So Overture suggested that I could write a note for the program that they would put in the program. I did write that note. I gave it to them. And then subsequently, they told me that they could not run it due to their contractual obligations with the production company. What we were told later, actually, was that Overture was willing to run the note, but that the production company had rejected it for publication.
And the changes we heard about in the musical, you don't see those as addressing those fundamental issues you'd brought up, Lori?
Right. So I think one of the fundamental issues that hasn't been brought into the conversation is that this is a play that was written by white men. And so I think the authorship issue is one that we can't change with these kind of superficial modifications to the language in the songs. Or I think the casting issue was very significant, and it's important that that change. But at the end of the day, the core of the story and whose story it is and the ideologies that it perpetuates are the problem.
Let's put this in the wider picture of portrayal of Asians and Asian Americans in American popular culture. What do you see beyond Miss Saigon?
Yeah, this is very systematic of symbolizes a much larger issue. So we see this in all forms of media, movies and TV shows and digital media. And so plays are just one form of this. But Asian Americans are very underrepresented. So for Asian American actors who are looking to break into this industry, they face so much discrimination and racism. They struggle to get these parts. And then when they do, they're stereotypical and they don't have a voice and there's nothing they can do to change. change it. So this is just one of those kinds of jobs that an Asian American actor might be lucky enough to get. But of course, it has those problems that come with it.
Tim, what are you hoping for? I mean, the run is happening. There's a second date now for the initially canceled meeting. What are you hoping happens now going forward?
Well, I really think that what we'd like to see from Overture is a public commitment to make some of these changes. So, for example, can Overture make different kinds of choices in its programming? Can we put a really great Asian American show on the Overture stage? Can we say next time Miss Saigon is offered to Overture that Overture can say, no, maybe that isn't the kind of show that we want for our community. As far as the conversation goes, I think that, so after the panel was canceled, actually what we did was we had a teach-in on the sidewalk outside Overture. So we actually went and said what we would have said at the panel outside the doors of Overture. And I think what that showed was that this conversation is going on with or without the Overture Center. It's something that can go on in other kinds of spaces, and the public is asking these kinds of questions. So I think that conversation is going to continue, and hopefully what it will do is make what we see on stages in Madison and in other communities more responsive to Asian American concerns.
I'll throw a question to both of you, and it's not fair because there's probably not enough time to cover the breadth of it, but can you point us toward Asian American playwrights that you'd like to see represented at places like the Overture Center or other people you'd look to in popular culture that you might point the audience to?
Well, yes, a great show that I just saw recently is a play called Viet Gone by Quy Nguyen. Nguyen's work is a kind of, it's a play and a musical to some degree based on Vietnamese stories from a refugee camp. And it's about kind of his own stories and his own parents. So that was really a kind of great example of a work that that I thought really brought this story forward.
And Laurie, anything you'd point us toward?
I'll just stick with Tim's suggestion.
Are you the second? Okay, great. So do you see signs of improvement, not getting away from Wisconsin now, but in wider popular culture? Are we getting access to more and more diverse stories about Asians and Asian Americans in American popular culture?
Yeah, the irony of this is that Asian Americans have actually been making great strides forward in broader popular culture. We had this last summer, there were quite a few movies starring Asian Americans that were also produced by Asian Americans. We're seeing television shows that are starring Asian American families. We're seeing novels being written by Asian Americans that are really making it into the mainstream. So actually, this is a moment when Asian Americans are really gaining popularity and hearing their voices in so many different ways. So that's why it's kind of disturbing to have to go back to this issue in theater over and over again.
Right. And I hear that with issues of representation a lot. If all the representation of a group is in two plays or musicals, that puts a lot of weight on those and what happens in those.
Yeah, this is what we call the burden of representation, which is that if you have so few images of a certain group, a minority group, then it matters a lot what those images are. So that's why we care if they're stereotypical, and that's why we care because people are harmed by those images.
And Tim, we're just about out of time. Any thoughts for there might be people out there with different theater companies or other cultural groups around the state? Any thoughts for them as they think ahead on their future calendars?
Well, I think don't be afraid of these conversations. You know, welcome them, embrace them. I think the kind of conversation that we're having right now is exactly the kind of conversation we were trying to have and that we need. Think about different kinds of programming to put on. Look for Asian American voices, Asian American authors, Asian American perspectives, and do what you can to put that on your stage. I think it's pretty simple.
We'll leave it there for now. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Laurie, thanks for coming up.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking to Laurie Quito-Lopez, Associate Professor of Communication Arts at UW-Madison, and Timothy Yu, Professor of English and Asian American Studies at UW-Madison. They join us to talk about a controversy surrounding representation of people of Asian descent in plays like Miss Saigon. Earlier, we heard from the president and CEO of the Overture Center for the Arts, which is putting on Miss Saigon, Asandra Gajic.